Well, each and every season, the Bjørn Baker stable just goes from strength to strength. Last season, finishing third on the New South Wales Trainers Premiership. That's actually the same position he is right now with 56 winners. And he'll look to add to that this week with a number of nominations coming up around New South Wales. And he's, well, I think just come back. I'm sure he'd be back from the Gold Coast by now. Good morning, Bjørn.
Yeah, just come back. It's been ten days, I must say. And yeah, the drive home and back into it this morning.
It would be exhausting for a bloke like you. I mean, yeah, sure, the sales are one thing, but gee, you're an entertaining bloke. No one entertains racing clients better than you. I'm sure it's been a busy week.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Seems to be getting harder every year, but it is. You meet a lot of people up there, obviously, at the Magic Millions, and still probably not quite as busy as it's been in previous years. But good to see some familiar faces, get up there amongst it, and with the racing and I guess sales and social part of it. And then we've been under, it's been just listening, even then a lot of cancellations with COVID and so forth. That's put everything under pressure. So it's been definitely a demanding couple of weeks, but great to be involved and especially pick up some nice horses.
Do you remember when you won the Magic Millions with Unencumbered going back to 2014 and someone asked you the next day, how are you feeling? I think your response was, I'm just trying to concentrate on breathing.
Yeah. It's what I'm feeling a bit like at the moment for different reasons. But it was definitely a very important part of my career in Australia. So, no, very important. And from then it sort of followed on. Magic Millions is always probably the most important sale for me. So I like to get there and get a few numbers banked away. And I think this year we've gone up another notch and got some really quality horses.
How many did you buy, Bjørn?
Oh, I think about 13 all up. So it was a good bunch. And definitely some really nice mixture of fillies and colts. And it's a good start to the sales season.
Bjørn, Jamie here. Talk to us about Parry Sound, how it pulled up after finishing fourth in the Magic Million Sub-Zero.
Yeah, he went a good race. He's only beaten a bit over a length, but he's come through well. I guess you always like to win a race or two on Magic Millions Day. And he was probably my best chance, but he still went a great race. He's come through well, and I think he'll be better for it.
Let's look forward to the Carrington Stakes, Bjørn, on the weekend. Prime candidate. He was super winning that Christmas Classic at Canterbury last start. How's he tracking towards the Carrington Stakes at Randwick on the weekend?
Yeah, thrilled with him in the Carrington Stakes. I think it's a good race for him. Of course, he was really good at Canterbury. He had to absorb some pressure. And if a horse ever deserved to win a stakes race, it was him. So 1,400 at Randwick should suit really well. He looks great and he's been up for a while, but he's handling everything very well.
Another horse I see you've got in the nominations for Saturday. He's actually a favourite of mine, Bjørn. He just, every start, he seems to be a horse that flies under the radar, but gee, so honest is Matawakapi. I think that's how you pronounce it anyway. I say it different every time I back it. But,
yeah, and he definitely, the last prep, that was the case, and he often takes one or two runs to get back to his best. And I think we'll probably save him for Saturday week. I think the 1,100's probably on the short side for him. But even though he only went fair first up, I think he's definitely in for a good preparation, especially once he gets into that sort of hit zone of sort of 1,400.
I think one of the finds, Bjørn, of the Sydney summer so far has been Rule of Law. He's been awesome winning his last three straight. What are you sort of thinking in time frame? Where's his level going to be?
Oh, I guess that's a big question. And he galloped this morning and went very well, albeit easily. And he is nommed on Saturday. We'll probably lean towards going Saturday week, the 29th, in a benchmark 88, 1200 with McDonald on. So that'll be a good tester. That's just below stakes grade. Then we'll have to have hopefully he puts a few questions in our head, whether we sort of kick on or maybe save him for the spring. But he's done a remarkable job for a cheap online purchase.
What about what you've accepted for this week, Bjørn? Is there anything that stands out that we can steer the punters into, perhaps even tomorrow at Newcastle?
Oh, I think Omudgee actually galloped really well this morning. He surprised a few last week, but I think he's improved from that win. And I'll tell you what, if ever a horse deserves to win, it's probably Canasta. So he'll will go another really, really good race. But, yeah, they're probably the pick of them. I've got a few chances there. Bring the Ransom as well. She's in the 1400. I think she's continued to improve. She ran a close third a couple of weeks ago, big odds, but she's going the right way. Mm-hmm.
Just the one horse I want to ask about, Bjorn, before we let you go, is She's Ideal. She had a great preparation last spring, making it all the way to the Melbourne Cup, running top 10. It was a huge thrill for you to have a horse in the Melbourne Cup alongside your father, Murray, as well. What's a lot of plans for her? I imagine a preparation based around the Sydney Cup.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We're just sort of, it's a bit of a tricky one. And she galloped well this morning, and she's going to trial on the 24th. So we'll just see sort of how she goes initially. She's going to be nominated everywhere, and it's one of those ones we may even keep her to the short courses a little bit. You could argue that possibly her best run last spring was even in the Winx Stakes over 1400 first up, where she was sort of just beaten for a close third. So it's a little bit of a tough one, and no plan as yet is set.
We were talking yesterday about the Golden Slipper. It seems like it's such an open picture at the moment for that slipper. Have you got a little two-year-old you're hiding away at home ready to, I suppose, to unfurl in the next few weeks?
No, it's one job I don't have to worry about this year. The second acceptance is today. So there's none of mine are quite there. And I'm confident I've got a few purchases over the last week that are going to give us a live hope next year.
Bjorn, as I mentioned when I intro'd you, it's just been a growth year on year for your stable. Last season finishing third on the premiership. You're currently third on this year's premiership. Quite extraordinary, I guess, your rise. And what do you put it down to? Is it growth in numbers, getting better quality horses? What are you putting it down to, the success?
Oh, probably a little bit of both. It's competitive though, Sydney. I don't hide that fact that it's tough racing week in, week out, and some of the competition's outstanding. So we've really had to sort of continue to try and step up, and that's one thing I did at the sales last week. And even at Warwick Farm, it's super competitive here. We've got Annabelle Neesham. She's going great. Gary Portelli, well, he's got a number of good two-year-olds. Obviously, Godolphin. Even Greg Hickman seems to put his hand up this time of the year, every year. Joe Pride, Matt Smith. Matt Dunn, so even just Warwick Farm, the people we're up against every day, you got to keep on your game, otherwise you're sort of left right out. So I'm lucky. Probably in the past few years, I tend to target a lot of horses outside carnival time, and I think I'm probably a realist in terms of where their level is at. And that's definitely helped accumulate wins and stake money.
Yeah, the results are certainly showing. Hey, Bjorn, I love your input on social media. No one celebrates a win in New South Wales racing, I reckon, better than you. Who runs your social media account? Do you know that he's filming you a lot of the time?
No, actually, it's my wife.
Oh, it's your wife that runs the social.
No, she does. She puts definitely a real slant on it. And she's happy to take the mickey out of me too, which I'm not as happy about, but I think she really enjoys that from time to time, and thoroughly deserved as well. But no, we try and keep it real and keep everyone informed with what's happening. And it's not always easy. There's definitely highs and lows in this game, but I tell you what, there's no better place than training racehorses in Australia, let alone Sydney. So very lucky to be here.
Oh, you're a great asset to racing, Bjorn, and terrific to see you and the stable going really well this season. Keep up the good work, and hopefully a few winners in the week to come. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Thanks. Thank you.